that it
don't believe in God, I guess.
Yeah. The preacher delivers us, or the pride delivers the pride, the priest delivers
a sermon.
Okay. Some people might say, if they go to the early mass, they go because they want to hear good. Well, the late mass, they might not have.
Late mass is too late.
Oh, they don't have.
Better go to the early time, and then I'll have something else to do.
Okay.
Go visit, something like that.
Okay, you might say, if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you'd say, church will be over
when I get there.
Okay. Or you'd say the choir and the organist provided good
music.
You say, oh, that music was just
perfect. Fine, nice.
It was mighty beautiful. Or you say this
beautiful.
Word. Okay. Now, the enemy and the opposite of God is
the devil.
Okay. When you were a young boy, they'd say to you, if you don't be careful,
the devil will take you.
Okay, or any other names? They called him the fellow with pitchfork and the horns on his head. Other names for him?
Not that I can recall right now.
You ever hear him called the Booger Man?
Booger Man, yeah, well, that Booger Man.
When people were out at night, they would think they saw these things on the road. They were white, or some of them were red and bloody. They'd say they were...
They were scared?
Scared of those.
Yeah. The Booger Man?
Okay, these things that they would see on the road or around a graveyard, they would come up and...
I saw it a Vernon in French, that's what we call it.
A Vernon?
A Vernon, like a ghost.
Now, a house would be way off in the distance when you were a young boy, and they'd say, that house is, I believe that house is...
Funny?
What did that mean?
Because they hear noise or something like that?
Yeah, and the house was what?
Funny, something like
haunted.
That.
Haunted?
Haunted.
Yeah. Somebody might say, I'll go to that house if you want, but I would...
I wouldn't want to stay in there, sure.
Yeah. Somebody tried to get you to go, and you'd say, I'd please don't make me go, or I'd blank not go.
I hate to go some places like that.
Mm-hmm. Or I would not go.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Somebody would say, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
chilly.
Getting
cool. Chilly.
You'd say, now, what would you say to a friend that you haven't seen in some time? You haven't seen him, and you'd say,
I'm so glad to see you.
Okay, or how would you express your feeling about seeing him? I am awfully...
I'm just tickled to death of seeing you.
Okay, or awfully...
Happy.
Did you say that? I'm awfully glad, or...
Awful glad, yeah.
Awful glad to see you. If somebody who owned, say, 1,000 acres of land, you'd say they owned a... I think he owns a... You'd say he owns a...
If he owns about 1,000 acres of land, you see?
Yeah. Would you ever say he owns a right something of land, a right... Do you hear people say a right smart? Right smart of land?
Well, yes.
What does that mean? You know?
Well, that's